I can't remember where I first saw the picture. I think it was stuck onto a beautiful handmade card a friend had sent me. The picture was black and white and showed an intellectual-looking woman with all the languid marks of genius writing at a desk, draped with furs and scarves. Her little room of one's own seemed to be closely confined and low-ceilinged, like a narrow boat. I paid no attention to the inconsistencies of that glorious image. If there was a need to be draped in furs, why did this woman so flagrantly display her bare arms and feet? I fixated only on the exquisite idea of living and writing on a narrowboat. So here it was, this whimsy. I'd not even seen a narrowboat beyond in a white glowing night at uni, when I'd stumbled out the pub and seen one moored up in the darkling distance, overhung with trees, and thought, oh, how charming. But I was now seized by the vision. I looked at endless pictures. I talked about it voraciously. I finally did some research, studying canal networks, diagrams of batteries and solar panels. I read books about living aboard, research council tax, moorings, continuous cruising. I told my students. They laughed. On graduating, one of them gave me a thank you card with a little drawing she'd done on the inside of a narrowboat and a stick figure on top with the label Ms. Collins. I moved to a part of England that actually had canals. We hired a boat for an October holiday. You know how locks work, right? Interrogates the gruff, burly man with the ubiquitous white beard and sunburned skin of boaters. I think so, I replied brightly. And we'll manage with sheer enthusiasm. He gives us a wry look and a demo with what looks like a toy. Now with a bit more experience than mere caprice, we began searching for one to buy. We had lovely days out, running around boatyards with sets of keys, exploring layouts, storage, blacking. And finally, there she was. Enchanted. Misspelled, a hard thing for an English teacher, but beautiful. And living in it worked out to be a lot cheaper than the pokey flat. We bought her and found a mooring on a corner, overhung by shady blossom trees with mink swimming by. And with that sheer enthusiasm, we got through the first winter's toilet emptyings, water tank filling, log lugging and mud. Then summer. With the hatch open, and I'm sat on the side watching the water reflection shimmer on the ceiling, reclining on cushions and composing poems to the herrings.